Cardiff. Hundreds protest to free Sia and Jofeth Allah. Cardiff East Socialist Party. 300 people attended a demonstration in Cardiff city centre on the 10th of April in support of Sia and Gaza, organised by Young Socialists Wales. Sia and is an innocent black woman serving a 4.5-year prison sentence. In May 2019, Sianda was brutally attacked by a group of three people, two of them male and all three much bigger than her, while also being racially abused. Sianda is disabled and struggled to defend herself. She was left with awful facial injuries, which are documented in her medical records, and even in David Poe's police's own custody photos. None of Sianda's attackers were arrested, but instead she was charged and convicted of GBH, based on the testimony of her attackers and their friends as witnesses. Her recent appeal was dismissed by a single judge, who failed to even offer a retrial despite overwhelming evidence that prosecution witnesses had lied in the original trial. Camilla Gaza, Sianda's mother and a Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, candidate in May's Wales Senate elections, spoke passionately about her fight for justice for her daughter. Speakers at the rally spoke about institutional racism in the police in Wales, how, for example, Sianda's complaint of racism against her attackers was not followed up properly by David Poe's police. The case of Mohammed Hassan, who died after release from the custody of South Wales police earlier this year, is still being protested. Mohammed, who had previously met Sianda, suffered terrible injuries in custody, and no answers have been forthcoming as to what happened to him. At least five police officers are being investigated, but none have been suspended, let alone charged, over his death. Socialist Party member Dave Bartlett spoke to give solidarity greetings to the campaign from Cardiff Trades Union Council. Trade union branches and bodies across Wales, all the way up to the Wales Tuck, have passed motions in support of the Free Sianda campaign. Dave explained the need to build class solidarity against racism and police brutality, and for democratic community control of the police, to hold them accountable for injustices and institutional racism. South Wales police kept a low profile on the protest, no doubt aware of how their past actions are now coming under scrutiny. But many passers-by stopped to listen to the speeches and learn about Sianda's case. We will keep fighting for justice for Sianda, and to remove this rotten capitalist system, which needs racism to keep working class people divided. Visit freesianda.com for more about this campaign.